Thank you for calling Archdale Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could I go ahead with your name, please?
Hi, how's it going? This is Miles Sawyer.
Hey, how can I help you today?
Hi. So, I'm calling just for a couple questions. I'm looking to switch over from Spectrum to Archtop, and I just wanted to ask about the setup for the services and everything, just because I think it's different connection, right, than what they typically use.
Yeah, and I'll be more than happy to answer your questions that you may have.
Okay, thank you very much. So, I mean, I saw that there's a free installation and stuff. I mean, what does the installation entail as far as, I'm residential, I'm in Kingston, right off Albany Avenue. So how long does it take for that service to be installed?
Okay. So usually for the installation, what happens the day before, the technician will determine the best way to connect your service. So usually the day before, they'll install the drop cable. So that's the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street. Usually you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. As I said, it's just for the technician to see the best way to connect your service. And they usually would install that drop cable. And on the day of your installation, they would run the cable alongside your home, into your home to connect to the ONT gateway, which is the modem. You get a modem,
okay,
a router, and if needed, a Wi-Fi extender for free.
Okay. Now I have a modem and a Wi-Fi mesh system that I already have for whatever reason, just because our internet just wasn't that strong, so I had to get a mesh system to extend the Wi-Fi signal and stuff. So is that something that's compatible typically with Archtop fiber, or is that something that you guys provide your own things and that's all you guys are letting us use basically?
So we usually recommend to use our equipment, but if it's the case that you do have your own Wi-Fi mesh system, you can use that as well.
Okay. Now, is there, how long does it take to set up the appointment for installation, basically? Like if I wanted to say switch this week or next week, how long would that take?
Let me check to see if services is available right now in your area. What's your service
Sure.
address?
And that's the other question I was going to ask you. So it's Tremper Avenue, 225 Tremper Avenue, apartment 2, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Okay, so services is already in your area. So if you were supposed to sign up now, you get an installation about 5 days out.
Okay. So, and then how far booked out are your appointments?
Oh, you'd get an appointment 5 days out. So if you sign up today, it would be.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Okay. Let's say Monday. I'd like to sign up. I'm not very happy with Spectrum, to be honest with you. It's terrible. So,
I hear about it a lot.
Yeah. Oh, where are you guys based out of? It's Ulster County, right? I mean, it's not.
The headquarters is in Kingston.
Oh, it is in Kingston. Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is the, we were going to have Verizon Fios come to the area, maybe 15 years ago, but it just never did. So, now you guys are the next big competitor in town. And I mean, I've heard very, very good things. So I'm, and Spectrum's horrible. We've had it for years. So I'm definitely interested in switching. I was going to also talk as well, the 2 gigabyte per second speed. If I get that particular speed, Do you need additional equipment for that, or is there you guys provide all of that, so there's no real need to get additional equipment for that speed?
That is correct. We would provide all the
Okay.
equipment for you if it's the case that you're interested in getting the 2 gig service.
Okay. Okay. So I definitely like to set up so to sign up for the service.
For the 2 gig?
For the 2 gig, yes.
Are you interested in getting our landline services?
What was it?
Are you interested in getting our landline services?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that last. The what services?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, a little better, yeah.
Landline. Phone service?
Oh, phone service? No, that's okay.
Okay.
Just internet's fine.
Okay, and you said the service address is 225 Tremper Avenue, which is Tremper Avenue, Kingston, New
Correct.
York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
So I rent, but my mother is actually the landlord, so
So technically own.
yeah, technically, yes.
Yeah, if it's rent, we would need to get our permission before we're able to run fiber at the location.
I mean, my name's on the property if that helps.
Okay, that's fine. The utility wires, how is it feeding your home? Is it through the air or is it under the ground?
To the air.
Is your billing address different than your service address?
Billing address, yes, it is. So it's billing address is 184 Albany Avenue, Kingston, New York, 12401.
All right, thank you for that information. Please spell your first name for me, please.
Yep, it's Miles.
Last name?
Sawyer, Soyer.
Email address you'd like to add and file.
Yep, Miles dot Soyer at gmail.com.
Okay. And primary phone number?
845-901-8111.
Thank you. And how may we contact you prior to your installation and any future notifications regarding your account, phone, email, or text?
Email's great.
Okay. And for the email, do you agree to receive marketing and information on discounts and special offers via email? You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails.
Sure, that's fine. And can I also ask you another question? So, is it? I know some internet service providers will come to the house to knock on the door to alert their clientele of offers and stuff. Is there a way to decline that?
Oh, you're asking as it relates to our salespersons?
Yeah, we're typically we're not A, not home, and then B, if we are, don't typically want to be bothered by any salespeople.
Okay, no problem. That's fine.
Thank you.
Okay. And just all right, just to go over the order, you're residential, you're interested in getting the 2 gig internet. The service address is 225 Tremper Avenue, Kingston, New York. Your utility
So
wires.
I just want to, so it's apartment 2, just want to make that distinction. So it's just apartment 2.
Okay, one moment. How many apartments are there?
2 in the building.
Oh, okay.
Only one right now is operational. So it's a multifamily home, but it's separated into apartments.
Oh, okay. All right, that's no problem. Okay. And Archtop Fiber offers the discount in enrolling and auto-paying paperless billing. Can I sign you up?
I'm sorry. So it's a you said a billing discount?
So autopay and paperless billing. So if you do use autopay with your checking or savings account and paperless billing, you get $10 off. And if you use paperless billing with your credit or debit card, it takes $5 off.
That's perfect, sure.
Which one would you use, the checking or?
I would do a checking, and then I could also do paperless as well.
Do you have your routing and account number with you now?
Yes, just give me 1 second.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, so, actually, let's see. Okay, so the routing number is 221-97-6243.
And the account number?
929-556-38.
That's 929-556-38.
929-556-38, correct.
Okay, and what's the name on the account?
So it's a joint account. It should be my name as the primary though. So Miles Sawyer.
And you said that's a checking account, correct?
It is a checking account, correct.
Okay, and do you authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yes.
How did you hear about ArchStop?
Actually through, several, friends, but I also saw a flyer, in my mailbox and that prompted me to actually call you guys.
Okay. And is there anything that the technician should be aware of before they arrive at your location? For example, any septic tanks, buried wires?
I'm sorry, say that again.
I'm asking if there is anything that the technicians, the installers should be aware of before they arrive at your location. For example, if you do have a septic tank at the front of the home or any buried wires?
Not really. I don't think so. Not that I would be aware of.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go ahead and read you a few disclosures, okay?
Sure.
All right. So at the time of your initial connection, the technicians will determine the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable. That's the cable that connects your home to the fiber network at the street prior to the day of installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. And if required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We will help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. And if you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until the fiber services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by ArchStop, it's the property of ArchStop, and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to ArchStop. ArchStop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You're automatically enrolled in your ArchStop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as listed on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, no problem. So the earliest date that we do have for installation, it's the 4th of November.
The 4th. What day is that? Let me see.
That's Monday.
Monday. Okay. And then I don't necessarily have to be home for that day specifically, correct? That's the day before, or is that they would come Sunday to do what they need to do, and then the next day we need to be home?
Yeah, they would come like the weekend to do the drop, but the day of installation, it's the 4th, or any day after that.
Okay. Any way to do it on a Friday?
Yeah, and as I said, it would be the 4th and any day after that, except on Sundays.
Okay, just because I don't work from home, my wife works from home on Fridays. I'm a physician. I can't really be home that often, so it's basically, can I choose? Can I choose for them to come on Friday, or is it just from the 4th on, basically?
Oh, you're talking this Friday?
If you're able to do this Friday, perfect. But if not, then the following Friday, is that okay?
Yeah, the 8th. That would be the 8th of November. And you can choose between the time slots 8, 10, 1, and 3.
Eight o'clock would be perfect.
Okay. So please.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. Can you do 3 o'clock? I'm so sorry. 3 o'clock 3 p.m. would be perfect.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be great.
All right. So confirm the appointment November 8, 2024 at 3 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay. Perfect.
Do you have any notes that would help this appointment? Do you want them to? Well, I did choose a text message option for you as well. So once the technician is on his way, he would let you know that he's on his way.
Okay, that's great. I guess the only other thing I would you answered all my questions. I don't think I have any questions. If I do, I can always call back at another time. That's no worries.
All right. So know that the installation is scheduled. You'll be getting two emails from ArchDop. So the first one would be the confirmation of your order, and then the other would be an invitation for you to sign into your ArchDop Fiber customer account. And that's where you'd have the ability to manage the account, pay your bill, and review and accept our terms of service. Okay?
Yes. And then, the last question I had was, payment will be after service is installed, correct?
So when services are fully installed, that's when you'd be charged if you do have auto pay on.
Got it.
And that would be your billing dates going forward.
Okay. Sounds good. Perfect.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go, Miles?
No. You've been great. Thank you so much.
Have a great one. And thank you for calling ArchDop Fiber.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.